You are listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Skylar Butenchin. It's Thursday, September 25th. Despite major tax increases introduced earlier this year in Washington, the state's projected tax collections continue to fall, with declines totaling more than $500 million. A recent report from Washington State Chief Economist Dave Reich shows that the next legislative session that starts in January could include many tough budget decisions, with the potential for further cuts to state services and higher taxes. Washington Governor Bob Ferguson called the new projections disappointing but not surprising, and he says he will be focused on delivering a balanced budget later this year that maintains core services to Washingtonians. During the last legislative session earlier this year, state lawmakers grappled with a budget shortfall in the $12 to $16 billion range. In response, they passed an array of tax hikes while cutting services to fill the gap. State Republicans opposed the final spending plan, arguing that Democrats had driven Washington into a financial ditch with years of overspending. The state will get its next revenue forecast in mid-November. The Pacific Northwest is heading back into a typical rainy autumn. That's the prediction from scientists at the National Weather Service, who say that Washington and parts of Oregon and Idaho will receive above-normal amounts of rain from October through December, bringing relief to drought-stricken areas. Washington had one of its warmest and driest summers on record this year, with all of the state in some level of drought, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. And roughly 50% of Oregon is also in a drought. The National Weather Service also says there is roughly a 70% chance a weak La Niña will form this fall, which generally brings wetter and colder weather to the northern tier of the U.S. These stories come to us through a news partnership with the Chinook Observer, online at chinookobserver.com. At a meeting last week, the Tillamook City Council voted unanimously to approve an 18% increase to the city's water rate. That means the city's residential base rate will rise from $15.04 to $17.75 within the next 2 months. The City Council also decided against approving matching 18% increases for each of the next 4 years, as was recommended by a water rate study completed earlier this year. The council will instead revisit rates annually and adjust as necessary. According to Tillamook City Manager Sean Lewis, one of the main reasons for the increased water rates is because of the replacement of the city's water main line that runs through the port of Tillamook Bay and under its runway. The project was originally budgeted at $18 million and funded through the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, but its cost has since risen with inflation. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Tillamook Headlight Herald, online at tillamookheadlightherald.com. If you've tried to boat or fish on the lower Yakima River lately, you might have noticed matted weeds clogging the waterway. It's not invasive, but water stargrass has taken over the river. NWPB's senior environmental correspondent Courtney Flatt has more on the work to hack back miles of stargrass.
A few years ago, biologist Zach Sakavish decided to float the Yakima River. He'd been part of a project studying water stargrass, and they'd seen a ton of it on satellite images, but he wanted to see the problem from the water. At first, it looked pretty normal.
Water stargrass here and there, kind of tucked away behind gravel bars and slow pockets.
Then he hit Mabton, about 50 miles downstream.
It's 100% of the water column, and it's really hard to boat through it.
Bits of that pileup spread downriver. That's continued with years of drought, low flowing water, and high water temperatures. Now, water stargrass in the lower Yakima River has absolutely spread like weeds. It makes parts of the river look like a Florida marsh. It's a problem for at least 60 miles.
If you think of trying to push through the big things at the end of a car wash, except for miles and miles of that, it's pretty hard to do.
That's Troy Makis. He's a habitat biologist in Benton and Franklin counties for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. Mika says in the last few years, the thick mats of aquatic grass have clogged boat propellers, stolen fishing lures, annoyed paddleboarders, and killed many salmon. Michael Porter coordinates projects on a lower stretch of the river for the Yakima Nation. He says poor water conditions impact migrating fish, including young salmon known as smolts.
We see a lot of our fish sitting at the mouth of the Yakima in the Columbia River and never returning up to the Yakima because of these conditions. Also, we're losing about 60 to 90% of these smolts in the lower 100 miles of the Yakima River.
Fish have trouble making it past that dense, weedy forest in the water. The slow river means the water heats up too hot for salmon in the day. Then, at night, the water stargrass sucks out all the oxygen fish need to survive.
It becomes basically a black hole. It just eats fish.
It's a problem the Benton Conservation District has been working on for decades. Marcella Apple is the district manager. They realized the water stargrass was native, so they didn't want to eradicate it. They just wanted to get it under control.
So we began working 20 years ago on hand pulling, just pulling this grass out, and we saw returns. And so then it became, okay, how can we start to scale up?
Then they asked Washington lawmakers for money and bought some heavy machinery called a harvester. It worked, but they still needed to pull out even more. So this year, the State Department of Fish and Wildlife and the Yakima Nation are piloting what they're calling a spider excavator. It's a big machine with four legs that move independently. It's also got a rake on the front, and it's paid for through a grant from the state's ecology department.
To basically rake up the stargrass, pull up out of the water, float it downstream to where we have a long reach excavator on the shore that can grab it, pull it out, and let it dry on the shore.
Eventually, Sakavish says they hope to back off from all the work once water stargrass gets back to normal conditions.
In a Goldilocks world, I think in 10 years we have a legitimate hold on water stargrass, and we wouldn't have to be doing as much manual harvest at that point.
This year, in about 6 days of work, the new spider tool pulled up around 10 acres of water stargrass. That's way more than they expected. Soon, they'll start working on plans for next year to hopefully free up even more of the river. I'm Courtney Flatt on the banks of the Yakima River.
If you've been tuning in to KMUN News Hours in the last few weeks, you may have already heard that starting next Wednesday, October 1st, our contract with NPR ends. Cutting NPR was a tough decision that we made as a station because of recent federal funding cuts. KMUN News Director Katie Frankowitz and I are really excited about what this change will bring in terms of more space for local stories and local content, and our ability to control that flow of information. So, we will be moving forward with a revamped news hour in the mornings starting at 7:59 and in the evenings starting at 4:59. Various programs from our partners will make up the first half hour of the show. Then, our local and regional news will begin at 8:30. The Ship Report with Joanne Rideout will air in the mornings at 8:49, as it does now, and then again in the evening at 5:49. And these revamped news hours will air 4 days a week, in the morning and evening, Monday through Thursday. If you have any questions about this change, concerns, or any other feedback, we want to hear it. You can send it to feedback@kmun.org. Thanks for listening to KMUN. You're listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and catch national news from NPR, tune in to 91.9 FM. Morning news begins at 7:59 every weekday. And of course, you will always be able to find today's local and regional news here at kmun.org. To contact the KMUN News Department, email us at news1@kmun.org. That's news, the numeral 1, @kmun.org.